You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
We are talking lies this morning. Text us on 0427 569 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. We'll slide into Instagram, Annie and Ando, and DM us. What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Annie, Louie?
We've had some early entries already.
Really?
We did, because I put it up on Instagram last night. That's at Annie and Ando. Tell me your lies. And we have had someone say that the biggest lie they ever got away with was saying I was straight for 19 years. That was from Liz.
That's sexuality would be a biggie. Like, at some point, I was going to say at some point most people that are queer would have lied about that. But that's a generalisation. Yeah. I actually don't know.
Did you lie?
Yeah, I only came out when I, or not only, I came out when I was 19. So I even dated girls and I tried hard to be straight. It wasn't like a, you know, oh yeah, I can't wait to be gay. Something I'm very proud of now. But at that age and at that time, it was, and it was hard at work because people would go, oh, do you have a girlfriend or what did you do on the weekend? And I was living with my partner and even my parents didn't know.
Oh.
We were mates.
Yeah, just
like
mates.
Housemates.
Yeah, housemates.
Just happened to share a
special
bed.
Special housemates.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still head to Instagram to submit or you can text us. What's the number, Ando?
0427 569 949. And we are talking lies. Back to the lies. Have you ever lied, Annie Louie? You strike me as a really...
I'm pretty honest.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that was always drilled into us as kids. There's the phrase for lies is big talk. And it was always, big talk was bad, real
big talk.
Bad.
How do you say big talk?
Oi vor.
Oi vor.
Yeah, so oi is big and vor is to talk. And so we would get like some of the harshest punishments was for lying.
For lying.
Yeah. So that really made me honest. I still remember being like 4 and this is lies and shoplifting. They kind of blend together sometimes.
Have you paid for that? Yes. Well, that's a lie.
I was at the Vic Market and I remember just strolling along with my mum and grabbing like a fruit from an old lady's stall and just like skipping along with it. And she chased us down and made me return that single lie cheat, and I think it scarred me.
Of course it was a lie cheat.
But yeah, more recently I have done some big talk on my resume, I would say.
That's really common, people lying on their resumes.
Yeah, it got me an award, which I felt very bad about because I don't think my language skills are that good. But when we were, when I was working as in communications for construction, there was a building that was about to be brought down in the city and it was full of international students. So they wanted a translator and I had said that I could speak conversational Cantonese and Mandarin. Mm. So they sent me in there with an Aussie colleague to go door knocking. And the translations, I didn't sleep that week. I was up sweating and they were standing there the whole time, you know, observing me, translating. And just between me and the person behind the door, we were both like, we know we're screwed. Like, but, you know, there was enough basic stuff there. Up until the point where I had to translate statutory declaration at the pharmacy, I was like, no, I'm out.
Wow.
They thought I did such a good job. They gave me an award.
I was going to say, is that in the good room or in the trophy cabinet?
It's hidden behind all the other frames that
others.
Yeah.
Do you know, the interesting thing is the science behind why people lie. Have a guess what the main reason is.
To avoid punishment?
Ding!
What?
Number one, to avoid punishment.
That's amazing.
Number two?
To look more impressive.
No, that's about number six. To avoid embarrassment / protect oneself, which is kind of the same as avoid punishment.
Yeah.
And embarrassment is one of the most... embarrassment is kind of the precursor to shame.
Shame is a very unuseful feeling.
Oh, people, you don't like being embarrassed or shamed.
Definitely not. Now I'm trying to categorise what that example that I just gave, what does that fall into?
Well, I wonder for your mother... the work one or the lychee one? There's so many.
The work one. That wasn't out of shame for my work.
No. That was probably to promote oneself, which is about number five.
Yeah, that's some narcissism in there. That's a whole different issue.
And today we are talking... Lies.
jazz, baby. They're everywhere. I think there's a fascinating amount of number of lies we tell on a daily basis. I don't have the stat with me, but I know it's a lot. Like white lies, you know, little harmless ones. I reckon it's hundreds a day.
Well, I think it was Forbes recently published an article that said Donald Trump, up until like the start of this year, had publicly lied at least 10,000 times.
He's someone's got a clicker there. Yeah, like, their thumb's falling off from how many times I've had to do it.
You don't need to count, just say lots.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Heaps.
Hey, I want to read this to you. Two heavily pregnant women share a hospital room. Talk turns to the men in their lives, the fathers of their soon-to-be-born children. The similarities are striking. Both discover he's about the same age, travels interstate a lot. God help them, he even has the same name. Surname too, same guy,
yikes.
Two lives. Secret lives. Now, that's a big lie, isn't it?
That is a big one.
Or it's lots of lies. Like, where are you going? Oh, I've got to travel to work interstate. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to your other family.
Oof. That's a can of
worms. Where have you been? Oh, I've been interstate. No, you're not. You're with the other family.
Yeah. When has it backfired? I mean, when you think about it, cheating is a huge one. The biggest on the scale of lies. I don't know. Probably secret families up there too. Then there's Jerry Springer kind of lies, you know.
Did Jerry lie as well?
No, I'm saying the show. The whole thing was based around people.
Oh, you know, it wasn't real.
It wasn't issues.
You're gonna shatter people's lives now.
What's that show where they find out who the baby daddy is? That kind of lies.
Yeah, I don't have the energy.
To lie?
No, to have
two lies.
You
do it
every
week, man. We're playing games here where we try to trick each other. We're lying all the time.
No, to have a secret life I'm talking about. Like, I just, you know, it takes energy and a lot of giving of yourself
to
be in love.
What?
Like, to do that twice.
Oh, yes, I see. I thought, I'm like, poor Mr. Ando. It takes so much effort to be in love.
No, I don't mean it like that. And a good morning to you, darling. I don't mean like that at all. I mean, it's just like, you know, by the time you care for someone, and I'm being hesitant because I'm certainly very open to people's view of relationships. Relationships don't have to be a picket fence and 2.3 children. You could have multiple partners and have a poly life.
Yeah. That's out in the open.
That's
though.
Right. That's different
cleaning
to
up
having
after yourself and trying to that attention to detail. I don't know. I'd probably need a spreadsheet, you know.
For all your lies.
No. For all the lies.
Which is your mum? Is that, you know, which one's your mum? Is it the one in, you know, Bankstown, or is it the one in Ram?
I mean, I find it hard enough to, like, I don't know if you ever went out underage, but
all the time.
Yeah. If you ever had I didn't have a fake ID, but you did.
Yeah.
You know, that question they would ask you, what's your star sign? Or allegedly, yes, that would be a common one. Man, that would be out the window. Like, I wouldn't be able to keep that up.
I had a girl in year 11. I was, I think, in year 8. Year 11 graphics. She was very good with a pencil.
What's graphics?
Graphics was a whole subject on drawing things, basically.
It's pre-pruders, computers.
Oh, we had a couple, but not, like, computing. There was typing class as well.
Yeah.
Like, you would love.
I reckon I would have been good at this. Graphics.
I think you would have. Anyway, Carly, she was good for $20. And that was a lot back then. $20, she'd do your birth certificate. She'd even have, like, food colouring in a tray and she would dye the paper the right colour.
Photoshop.
Yes. She would do birth certificates and, it worked all the time. And she'd even fold it multiple times, in and out, in and out, in and out, so it had wear lines on it so that when you pulled it out of your pocket, it didn't look crisp.
Bit of tea and coffee.
It's like, are you a pirate? This is before you needed photo ID to get in. A birth certificate would get you into a club.
Who would be carrying their birth certificate around?
Everyone to get in, all the underage people. Yeah, goodbye. I just realised what I said.
Is that a birth certificate? Get out of here, son.
No, we are, though, this morning talking lies. And do you believe the statement, everybody lies?
Yes.
Yes, me too.
It must be universal. Like, you're not human if you didn't lie.
Oh.
I reckon that would be brutal. You don't want to hang around with someone who never lies. They'd be giving you honest advice about your outfit. They'd be telling you you look tired. You know, we need lies to protect us.
So, no, your bum doesn't look big in that.
Yeah.
So if you've got little ears around, block them, because I don't want to spoil anything, and I'm going to talk about parents and certain things. All right. 4321, your block there is. So Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, our parents, what the? That's a big fat lie.
Is it, Ando? No! Ando!
Oh, hang on, Mrs. Louie on line one. I was supposed to block yours too. But what? Our parent, like, at some point when you find out, is there, like, does it make it with your parents, like, now you've been lying that whole time, so...
We never had to have that conversation because it's not part of Chinese culture. So we always knew growing up that it wasn't real, but we had to keep up the lie for the other kids. So we were in the tent and we had to...
No!
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't hard or anything. You just, it was a good practice to having respect for other people's beliefs.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're talking graduations now because at some point in our lives, we have all graduated. Oh. Probably to this song. Oh. This was my year six graduation.
Year six? Is that grade six primary school?
Yeah. And we all received our certificates and cried at the end. And there's a couple of people I still keep in touch with.
I think for grade six, we got stood up, but they made us stand at the front of weekly assembly.
There's no graduation.
It was come up the front of assembly, and we got to sing Advance Australia Fair.
That is
not the great
miserable.
Adam Hills, not the Adam Hills version, which I quite like. But yeah, we sang the national anthem.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why would they get you to do that? It's about you. It's not. I guess they're like, oh, now you're contributing to the Australian landscape and economy.
Off you go, you little snot noses.
Yeah, well, you probably went straight off to work, like you said.
Oh, I did try high school for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be triggering for me. This whole day you're talking about. We are talking about.
No, you've been to university.
Graduations
after that.
And
you went
school
to
ceremonies.
TAFE. I've been to a few TAFE. No graduation for TAFE.
No, I didn't get for my certificate one of nut beauty. No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't. Yeah, TAFE doesn't do, I don't think.
No.
Did you do your Deb?
We didn't have a Deb.
You didn't do your Deb?
I thought like religious / private schools had a Deb.
I didn't go to a religious nor private school.
And what's the point of that archaic tradition then?
I know. Well, long story short. I got invited by... You remember the girl that made my fake ID? She was a couple of years above me in graphics.
Yeah, the original Photoshop, but with some kind of mysterious, probably poisonous ink.
She invites me along to her Deb, so I was like a couple of years, grades younger than her. And I had too much celery soup and special lemonade.
Yeah.
And ended up...
Oh, the celery soup was literal celery soup.
It was.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Gross.
I thought that was another type of cocktail.
I ended up heaving my tummy up all over the foyer of Rembrandt's function centre in the Eastern Birds. And it was my fault.
Rembrandt's.
It was my fault that that school no longer had special lemonade with the dead ball. And everyone... No, what? They already had picked on me and bullied me anyway. No, what? And then they did... Like, imagine how hated I was across the school.
I thought you were going to say, and now that school is no longer a school because you threw up your celery soup.
Oh, my mother was so upset when she turned up in her jammies to pick me up, strap me in. They lent one of the waste paper bins to take me home with my head in it.
Like, bring it back!
Yes.
Dad
dropped it in the next day.
Oh, that nice.
Oh, so I don't have fond memories of school ceremonies, Annie Louie.
We'll find you something.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon we could do a mock one live on air if we wanted to. If you were to graduate from any, like, course or university in the world now, what would you pick? You know how they give, like, celebrities...
Oh,
doctorates.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a doctorate.
Yeah.
It'd go well with that 1 foot by 1 foot block of land I'm buying in Scotland to become a lord.
Yeah.
I could become a doctor and a lord.
We got some strange Instagram ads, so yeah. Lord Dr. Ando.
Oh, I love that. Not that I'm vain or anything. What about you?
I don't know. I never bought one of those hoodies that was from some college.
UCLA.
Although my sister went there and said it was so awesome, but maybe Harvard just for the elitism.
See, I studied at the competition to Harvard.
Ooh.
which actually scores...
What is the name of the school?
INSEAD.
INSEAD.
Yeah. And they've got campuses in Fontainebleau in France, and is their main campus, which is where I studied, and also in Singapore. And their scores on MBA and a couple of other global programs score much higher than Harvard in terms of results.
Well, la-di-da.
La-di-da.
Can you say the name of the place again?
INSEAD.
Really thought
INSEAD.
That was a boy band.
INSEAD. And I did buy the hoodie. No, it's a jacket, actually. It was gifted to me. It was part of our graduation.
It was literally a blazer. All right, Ando. You're like, I've never graduated.
Oh, such a knob I am. Such a knob. We are talking DIY, all things DIY this morning, because the more lockdown we get, the more you kind of notice around the house. You might have, you know, when you're in and out and you're off to work, but now you're sitting staring at the dining room wall.
Or retreat, and I'm thinking all of a sudden, I need to get my TV reconnected, like, to the antenna. Like, I didn't have TV, I didn't care.
What do they call it? Terrestrial?
What's that?
That's the type of, terrestrial television, like the free stuff that comes through
that
the antenna.
That makes it sound awful. I never want to watch it.
It might be terrestrial.
I don't want to be that uncool.
Yeah, anyway, you're going to get it connected.
Yeah, because, like, just need something to stare at to numb my mind.
Maybe an indoor antenna and see if that works. Bunny ears so that you can just plug it in the back yourself. Is it coaxial?
Or do I actually need someone else to come and do that?
Is there a socket on the wall, or is
there's a socket on the wall with some other housemates left like a frayed wire hanging out. Like, is that good to go?
Maybe FaceTime me when you get home, okay, and I'll give you a video consult.
Oh, I'm getting a private lesson.
Video consult. Hey, we did reach out to our friends in the Big Green Shed and for some information about what's going
they
on.
They declined to interview. Well, as they say, decline to comment. They've got bigger fish to fry, I think.
No, I don't think they could. I think I can imagine this. They're sitting around the Green Shed boardroom and it's like, oh, a request from Joy. Oh, it's Annie and Ando. I want to do it. No, I want to do it. No, I want to. And the big boss would have said, that's it. None of you are doing it. That's what
the whole
it was.
Place engulfed in flames over this argument.
Hey, what percentage of Australians do you reckon have at least one unfinished DIY project at home?
90%?
No, 65%. 65%. That's a lot.
So, wait, 35% are just happy with their homes? That's crazy.
No, this is people that have started and haven't finished. You go, I'm going to do the laundry, and you pull the tiles out, and 3 years later the tiles are still missing.
Yeah. You've moved in, and you're like, I'll unpack those boxes later, 5 years later. Oh, time to move.
Good thing I didn't unpack them.
Yeah.
I do wonder what Mr. Ando's doing with all those VHSs in the boxes.
Where do you keep your stuff that you don't use?
Cupboards. Boxes and cupboards, and I keep going, can we throw them out?
Well, you keep it very neat. You can't tell at all. Our garage is where everything goes.
Did you go wandering my house to see where these things are?
Like I said, I like to open things.
You do. Do you know I tidied the inside of cupboards before you came over for your sleep?
Oh, no.
The bathroom one, yeah, because I didn't want, like, all the lubes and stuff just there in your face when you go snooping.
Yeah, the WD-40s, you mean.
Correct. 2 in 3, that's 64% of people in Australia, are tackling a DIY job at least once a month. That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. Believable, though. It's not crazy. It's not like you're working on it every single day. Like a jigsaw puzzle chipping away. You just go, just dabble on the weekends or something.
Dabble.
We're not addicted to it, you know.
That sounds like you're half in, half out. Like, dabble. Are we putting up a pergola or not?
Few wood chips. Like, no, is it a pergola yet?
No, it's not. It's also the rise of these shows on television over the years. Helpful, where you watch something and you go, I can do that.
Oh, those ones. I thought you meant the competitive ones where I could not do that. I could
not block or
bring down a whole bathroom
backyard
and rebuild it again.
Yeah.
Better Homes and Gardens. That's pretty achievable.
I love that show. Yeah. I feel like such an old man on my Friday nights.
How could you not love that? Does Dr. Harry still on that?
Yeah, the dogs get a little bit gooey when they see
Dr.
Harry.
Him.
Oh, yeah, I think it's his hands.
His charm.
Yeah, they hear it through the television. This whole thing dogs can't see is an absolute crock because our dogs watch TV and it's only
they
with
have
certain
crushes.
People.
Yeah, they amazing. Have, yeah. Do you remember, his little assistant, that was a cute dog that she had.
Who?
What was her name?
Who are we talking about?
On Harry's Practice.
I never watched Harry's Practice. Sorry, that's why. I'm drawing blank.
Border Collie was a cute dog.
I can't do a whole show of Harry. I like that Joanna Griggs and the Adam Deauville. Oh, shout out to Adam. He actually had some gallstones removed the other day, the poor bugger. I follow him on Insta and I saw you know when you're used to seeing, you know, beautiful pictures of family and stuff and food.
And then here are my gallstones. No, what a look.
He was in a hospital bed with tubes. I'm like, crikeys, what's happened, Adam?
It's good that they're showing they're real.
Yeah.
The chef on there is quite nice.
Which
as well.
One? Karen Martini?
Karen Martini.
Hey, do you want to know a story about Karen Martini?
Have you met her?
When I worked for the Green Shed, right, her and I were on a judging panel of a bake-off together.
Amazing.
And I used to live above her restaurant in St Kilda.
Wow, that's a really nice way to tie it all together.
Isn't it?
Unless you were just stalking her. You forced her. You worked for the Green Shed. You're like, let's put us together. I'm going to be on the judging panel and she will be too.
I know we're trying to get like Marion, because for Annie's Kitchen, a segment on Tuesday, we're trying to get like a chef in to help us and maybe Marion, but maybe it's Karen Martini and true. I remind her of our connection.
Yes, I think she's approachable.
Oh, she is. She's lovely. She's funny too. She's so funny.
Is she? Where's she from?
Oh, here's another link to Karen Martini, a mate of mine's husband. And Karen Martini opened a day club in Ibiza together. No.
Come party with us, Karen.
We were talking just at the top of the show about copies, knockoffs.
Yeah, cheap versus
would you call it fakes?
Quality. Sometimes they're fakes, but if you're talking about a home brand, it's not a fake, is it? Like flour is still flour. It's not fake.
Yeah, so you could get like your branded corn chip at a premium price that is a premium product or...
Yeah, it's not made of plastic.
What do they call it? The supermarkets call them house brands.
Ooh, house brands.
House brands, which is...
Why do they call that house brand?
Well, I think they used to call them home... I think one of the brands was home brands.
So we can't call them home brand?
No, they... Well, they're kind of house... Yeah, I don't know.
Is it because it's done, like, in-house? Is that what they...
Yes, but it's not done in-house. It's done by often the same manufacturers or producers that have got their own products sitting on the shelf, and then the supermarkets approach them to make often a lower-priced but equal to quality, so maybe just one tweak or one adjustment, and so that they have... They call it cannibalisation. There's a retailing word for you. And it's where your own... You bring in a cheaper product that sells more units that then actually undermines your premium product that is your quality.
Why would they say yes to that?
Do you want to sell your product any lower in our supermarket or not?
So they get bullied into it.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say... Anyway, I know this...
It's like you're on trial. I'm not here to grill you, Ando.
Wow,
just trying to find out the facts.
Well, here's a fun fact for you. Folklore. It's not folklore, actually. It's I know.
Is it a fact or is it folklore, then?
It's a fact. All right. A fact according to someone, allegedly.
You are under oath, Ando, so...
Stop! I'm feeling really challenged. One of the big Australian supermarket companies, when they had a new CEO who came in to save the day and fix everything and make it amazing, he got his executive team sitting around the boardroom table. They normally have their fancy lunch in their fancy office with their fancy suits and fancy chairs and all that stuff. And so lunch was served and people are kind of like grabbed a plate and picking around and sort of going, what's this? This looks like bad stuff. And he goes, how's lunch, everyone? And they kind of went, no, they're being polite. He's a new boss. Mm. Yeah, okay, thanks. And he goes, no, it's not. It tastes like crap. And they said, yeah, you're right. And he goes, well, this is all of our house products. You're eating our products that we sell to customers.
Oh.
Fix it. And walked out of the room.
Radical. I love experiments like that.
Social experiments. Career experiments.
It doesn't hurt anyone. Like, nobody got sick from it. Well, if they did, you really need to overhaul your product.
And is that you? So Annie Louie's sitting at that in that meeting, and as he's storming out, she's going, it didn't hurt anyone.
Did you die?
Yeah, no. But, you open a tin of tomatoes, comes to mind. You open a premium quality tin of tomatoes, you open a substandard, in the olden days of these house products, and it was all the crappy green ends and off cuts of tomato in the cheaper house brand, and the premium one was the juicy ripe slices. And
I don't remember like what it was like, but now they have people like the ugly stuff. There's like a certain supermarket, you know.
Yay, I'm going to be popular.
The odd bunch, you know. Now it's all about being quirky. Like, oh, look at that banana's like three times the length it should be. Whoa, or like a zucchini,
a
curly one. Like, you know, we celebrate it now.
For regular listeners of the show, you'll remember Annie Louie wasn't into oversized fruit a while ago.
I'm still not. I'm just saying some people it tickles their fancy and. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Ooh. Okay.
We're talking knockoffs.
Knockoffs.
Cheap things that you can do at home because we can't go out and get the real ones.
Oh.
Some of that. We're talking about food now. You might... What's the one thing that comes to mind when you go, I would love to make that at home?
Oh... I know that, like, they call it southern fried chicken, but I do love a bit of dirty bird.
You do. That is one of my top cravings.
It's the skin.
It always comes round and round and round in my head.
You know, I'm going to need to go out and get some of it this morning. A bucket of skin, thanks.
Oh,
What's your favourite piece?
Do they do that? Will they let you buy a bucket?
You buy a family bucket, right, while you're driving. Just you sit on the passenger seat and you just reach in and you sort of rub your fingers and out comes bits of skin. And so then when you, by the time you get to Aubrey Wodonga, there's just a bucket of chicken with no skin, bald chicken. Yum. And then you feel a little unwell and need a lay down.
Yeah, there's only a very short period where you feel good.
It's like bad sex. All right when you're in it, but then you feel bad about it afterwards. Oh,
spot on, my friend. So let's get back to the chicken.
Why did it cross the road?
To get some bad sex. All right, so this recipe, it's notorious. Nobody knows what's in it. But when you see the list of ingredients...
The secret herbs and spices, 11.
It must be just the proportions are different, the way that they're doing it. Maybe, you know, they spin it around three times or something because they're not radical ingredients.
If you... Like, I haven't done this. You say you've got in front of you a hack, a knockoff of Colonel Sanders's...
Yeah,
Sanders's.
Count the ingredients.
Are you going to say he's got 9 or 12? I know what you're up to. 11?
There's 11 there.
Hang on, I need a mind-blown, emoji. Really? There's 11 secret herbs.
I had to check in case they were pulling my leg.
Non-binary beauties.
Well, the first one says chicken, so I'm like, I don't think that's in the herbs and spices. So I had to double check.
So you got a recipe right there on the screen. Give it to me, please, Annie.
Well, the first one's already boggled me. I don't know where to get this. Celery salt.
Supermarket salad.
Do they?
Yeah, it's in the herbs and spices.
What is... celery salt?
It's salt with a celery flavour.
You're just mind making blown. It up.
No, seriously.
Dun, dun, dun. I was about to give up. I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'll leave,
you said I could sell it. Oh, so, okay, I'll add it. Do you know I do two shopping lists now? One is...
One for the show?
One for you.
One for me.
So it's like I do the, you know, family and dogs, and then it's suddenly...
and below that, and even worse than dogs
is
feed Annie
Louie. And the other week it was yeast.
You got prawn crackers.
Prawn crackers.
We'll
and now...
We'll do a video of that.
Oh, I need to talk to you about Kewpie mayonnaise again, but that's...
I love Kewpie. Yes, you gave me some yuzu Kewpie mayo.
Latest flavour.
Don't mind it. It tastes very good on...
It's a bit weird.
...corn fritters.
There's another new one.
Oh, no.
Half fat.
Ugh.
Oh, that's the same reaction I just had. Half fat. It's mayonnaise. I want to squirt it down my throat. I don't want it being half fat. I want a full fat.
Yeah. Oh, you only put a little bit anyway. You don't need to worry about the calories. It's like it doesn't exist.
So what was I writing down that you need? Oh, celery salt.
Celery salt.
So, yeah, we are discussing how to, at home, make yourself some...
Dirty bird. Just
secret herbs and spices to make some dirty bird.
Yeah. Dried mustard. Never seen it again. What's dried mustard? Is that a seed?
Have you heard of Keen's mustard powder?
Yes, like curry. That's a curry powder.
No, there's two jars. One's orange and one's yellow. The yellow one is curry powder. The orange... Oh, buddy.
Oh, I have a lot to learn.
It's a big day today.
It is. There's too much knowledge. My brain's pulsating out of its skull.
Same aisle 11, I think, in your local Coles.
You spent too much time
Woolies.
Maybe Aldi, you've got a dealer who gives you all these things. White pepper. I do know what that is. What are you doing?
Sorry, you needed that.
Garlic salt. I also know what that is. Paprika. I've got some of that. Ground ginger.
Does it say smoked paprika?
No.
Just normal.
Yes.
Sometimes hard to get just normal. Everyone's gone smoking their paprika lately.
You know, I blew my friend's mind when I told them that in the aisle with the spices, on the racks, they're all in alphabetical order. If you're
Are
not
they
sure,
still friends with you?
Why?
Just don't know, because you're an intellect and you like smart people. That's why we work so well together. And you've got a friend that didn't know that.
They didn't know that.
So they're not a friend anymore, are they?
No, you've got to keep some people around to make you feel good.
It's not very nice. Okay,
so paprika under P, not under S. For smoked, it's just regular paprika.
Yep.
Ground ginger.
Yep.
Yep, got that. Basil.
So... Basil, yeah, dried basil.
It doesn't say, but I assume it would be because
dry ingredients.
When have you seen anything green on that chicken?
Well, this one
it's
time.
It's minuscule. You
this
need
one
to
time
see the
at
basil.
Band camp. No.
What? Yeah, you need to look at it under a microscope to see anything green. Salt. Everyone's got that.
Kosher or sea salt, Murray River pink salt, any salt.
Do you think,
iodized?
Do you think Dirty Bird's putting iodized flakes shaped like a pyramid
Do you know why there's iodine in salt? Iodized salt?
Because people are deficient and they have thyroid issues.
Goiters.
That's me. Did you know I have a goiter? I've told everyone everything.
If anyone's available to take over the show, we need to stop right here. You can't just drop that on my lap on a Friday morning.
Yeah, I can.
And I've got a goiter.
Oh, I still remember the science books. They were so grotesque.
Because very few people in the world know about the iodine in salt and how it was put into actually...
Yeah, you thought you were teaching me something. Oh, no. I'm getting you learnt, my friend.
And I don't want to see your goiter ever.
You're looking at it now. It's just a lump. touch it
out. No.
Look, this is running a little long. I have to give you the rest of the secret herbs and spices after this. You're up early with Annie and Ando.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show only on Joy 94.9.